Get out of here, Spear! You're not welcome!
This adventure just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Crouching tower hidden dwarf.
Red's just got a fetish. He likes the legs here.
Okay, I've found 3 liters of olive oil.
Team Kraloth, not down!
It's like round 2 of combat and he's still standing. My god.
Kraloth's gonna die again.
Ho ho, language.
You hold hands and start running.
Any ornament? Armaments? Armaments?
Armaments.
Hello all and welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 6, an uphill battle.
The orcs are coming. Are you guys going to succeed?
This week's MVP is Mr. Mike Kyle for his amazing support in our Dice Shame Facebook group and more.
Thanks, Mike.
Also, if you're in the market for some dice, check out our partners at Paladin Roleplaying. Paladin are role players just like us, and so they decide to make dice that are good quality, accurate, easy to read, and frankly, drop dead gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
Check them out at paladinroleplaying.com or on Amazon in the US, Canada, and Australia.
Do it now.
Are we ready to do this?
I think so. Welcome to episode 6 of Dice Shame.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. The theme is just we go woo.
Woo woo.
Every time.
Should we just go woo at the beginning?
Woo.
Woo woo.
Let's just get the fuck right back into it.
Yeah, I'm like sliding down the chimney from the outside and I open the door and I say, a score of orcs is coming from the north. I'm going to raise the drawbridge. Now.
The drawbridge was actually raised by the Zhentarim agents.
Perfect. I mean, we need to protect ourselves. This is not something we can fuck
Justin's got this look of terror on his face. Like, legit terror.
I kind of thought...
We should have surrendered.
Well, I was just about to say, this actually might be a good thing to go to Zolkin about, but in this cooperative way.
Right.
And I also think we should talk to the other two guards.
And we should also get inside that keep if there's a...
That's what I mean.
So, like, Jack, Kraloth, and Doran are busily rummaging through the pockets of these dead bandits as Red slides down the chimney of this stable post-haste and runs across the square to them. What do you say?
All right, let's run to the keep, then. That's the most defensible place here. Kella and Zolkin either are working with the orcs, in which case we can cut the head off the snake, and otherwise we... You know, and then we'll be in the most defensible position, and otherwise we gotta maybe work with them to get the hell out of here.
Did I see any banners flying or anything?
There was definitely a war chief of some kind.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't think these are working with the Zhentarim. I think this was an equal opportunity employer for the taking of Nightstone. I think everyone was coming in to grab.
You didn't really take a lot of time to observe the force?
No, and I wouldn't, because they're coming quick.
This adventure just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Let's not hold on any longer.
To the keep. Let's run.
Yeah. Let's go.
To the keep.
Yeah. Into the keep.
Yeah, you run down.
Do we
down.
See the guards as we're like running?
Yeah, yeah. Because you're not making any bones about it. No. You're just fucking running.
And they came and talked to us first. So I think I'm going to like, if I see them, I'm going to run over them and talk. And be like, there is a score of orcs approaching from the north. And we are going to head to the castle to speak with Zolkin.
What? Orcs?
Yes.
What? How many?
A score.
How many is that?
I mean, it's like, did I say 20? I forget.
It's about 20.
Yeah. It's about 20.
Yeah, it's about 20.
Oh my. Yes, hurry.
Well, come on.
Yeah, you come on.
Buddies.
Run.
And
you hold hands and start running.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll run straight into the keep.
Yeah, they've put a couple of planks across this broken bridge. It's definitely not in good repair, but it's passable. You know, one at a time if people walk carefully is the amount of repair that they've done to it.
I'm saying we keep the bridge in for in now. The repair that it's
yeah. I think this is going to be like a fight. I think this is going to be a fight at the gate and then a fight at the keep type thing.
Think so.
20? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Orcs? That's double craze.
I'm very interested to see how they get across that moat. I've always wondered.
You cross the bridge.
Yeah, I think we'd run inside the keep and I'd just say... Zolkin, we want a truce.
I'm also thinking maybe I'll go to the gates.
Yeah, I would join you in that just to see what sort of defenses we have.
The front door thing?
Yeah, whether or not there's like a tower with like a ballista on it or something like
versus
that.
Versus just the keep, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think we definitely need to put the assault at the gates first and use the keep as a fallback.
Yeah.
But I think we need to make sure everyone's on board first. Because if I run in and then you guys go to the front door and Zolkin's like, nope,
yeah, raise let's
the
keep, see what,
then we're fucked.
Let's see what Zolkin and
we need everybody to fight with us.
Say.
Kella.
Yeah, Kella. Kara. Kella and Zolkin.
Zolkin, we're here to talk.
Zolkin emerges from one of the rooms in the keep. He's got a book in one hand. He's clearly doing some reading from the castle library.
I picture him wearing like a robe.
Yeah, like a
just pajamas.
Hugh Hefner? Yeah. He's got like a goblet. Pipe,
yeah.
He looks bemusedly at the four of you. What's happening?
There's just no time to play, and I apologize, but there's a score. That's 20. Orcs approaching from the north with a war chieftain.
Kella, to the roof, right now.
Yes, you take your time.
And he looks at the two guards that you've brought in with you, and he says, watch them.
No, we're coming to the roof with you. And I think I'd like to follow them up.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of watching who. There's five of us and four of you. We outnumber you now. You're our prisoners. Now, let's...
Do you want to fight about it?
Let's not worry about... No, that's not what he meant. Listen, let's just all work on the one problem at hand right now. And we're going to come to the roof with you, too, and see exactly what this sizable force looks like. These guys are very touchy, Jack.
He draws both of his scimitars.
Okay, and I'm going to... Can I try to persuade him and be like,
Zolkin does.
Listen, there is one enemy for all of us right now, and they are approaching from the north very quickly.
If I'm to believe you...
Let us go right now, and we can see.
You first.
Happily, and I speedily go to the roof. I have no qualms about...
I'll go with Red.
And I very strongly say to Zolkin, it's best you put your scimitars away.
You head up to the top of the keep, and they're right there. They're on your doorstep.
Dun, 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 dun.
I like that. That's good.
And I say, do you see?
Fuck!
Let us all meet at the gates right now and do as much damage as we can before falling back to the keep.
The city will stand. The drawbridge is up.
You don't think they'll be able to assault it?
They can try.
Do we have any way of attacking them from the city so that they don't put us under siege? We're trapped in here.
Your cat has a bow.
Bingo, bango. All right.
So what say you, Zolkin? Do you believe us now? Will you put away your petty...
Petty. Temporarily, we are aligned, yes.
That's what I'm looking for.
Well, let us join forces and deal with these greenskin combatants.
For now. No, I'm saying for now.
No,
for now.
Wait. Me, then you. For now.
No, for now.
Listen, Zolkin, this is very important. If we are to survive this, we need to be on each other's good sides. Do you have any studded leather armor that I could have?
No. What? This is mine.
No, but you're wearing robes.
Damn it.
Do you have any armaments? Do you have any armaments at all that you could spare?
Words.
No.
Damn. You suck.
No, you.
For now!
Are you staying in the keep, or are you heading out towards the gates?
I am going to heroically begin running towards the gates, very heroically, with my heroism flying.
Anyone else?
I'm running more heroically.
No, I'm running the most heroically.
No. But I am much more heroic.
You run quite a bit slower than Red does.
So I'm quicker and more heroic.
I would say we're probably moving just as...
But in different ways. Maybe slower. One being heroic and one being regular dwarfish.
And Jack and Kralov exchange a look. And Kralov just shakes his head and walks across the bridge.
No, you come heroically too, friend.
All right, coming heroically.
Jack, what are you doing?
There's a moment where he's waiting to like see what Zolkin's up to, where Kella's going, whether they're trying to bug out or not.
You really don't like Zolkin.
No, I don't. But I'm not really willing to like be by myself with them either. So if everybody else is leaving, there's just this pause of like this gravity as he stays to, you know, try and stay in that other situation and then gets pulled along with the rest of you out to the front lines.
Yeah, you watch as Zolkin hurriedly runs downstairs and issues orders to the other bandits. He tells them, you, toward the guard towers. We have to keep them at bay. Orcs are very dangerous melee combatants.
I whistle to Red.
Yes.
And I say, I don't know if there's time. You mentioned armor. You might want to check out that shop. I don't know if...
I really did want to check out that shop, to be honest.
Wah, wah.
I'm going to run in there quickly on the way down. I mean, I can run into a shop.
So you make a real quick diversion, heroically.
Doran passes, you know.
Yeah.
He's now in the lead.
And by the time I'm done, I can still pass him.
Slow and steady.
But I'm gonna burst into the Kevin Costner shop and I'm gonna do a search for some armor.
Red, you go into the trading post, Lion Shield Coster, and the 20-foot square store contains a lot of upset. Clearly, goblins have pulled almost everything down off of the shelves and broken a lot of the items in here. There's a dead body of a goblin here that has been slashed to pieces.
Really, I want studded leather armor or leather armor.
Not going to find it.
Is there anything of use here?
Yes.
What?
You can find anything on the adventuring gear table in Chapter 5 of the Player's Handbook that's worth 10 gold pieces or less.
I see a wall of adventuring gear, and I say...
Most of it is in a big pile on the floor.
Yeah, and I'm broken. Like, this is good to know. And I'm going to burst back out, and I'm going to heroically
bursting everywhere.
The dwarf.
Okay, heroically.
No, and I'm going to shout. I'm going to say, there's a pile of gear in there, perhaps oils and things like that.
As you cross the square, you hear splashing in the water of the moat.
Yeah, I'm gonna climb one of those towers.
Yeah, there are two guard towers, one on either side of the drawbridge, and then spaced about every 50 feet or so around the whole circumference of the walled town, there are 7 towers total.
Zolkin sent the bandits to the north tower, so we should go to the south one.
Okay, south tower it is.
You climb up. And as
heroically, as
you reach the crenellated battlements, Alex's eyebrows drew together with a look of consternation.
What the hell? Why do you describe it as
what the hell is a consternation?
Crenellated means it's like jiggity jaggedy.
It's got the
crenellated
square. Yeah. What does consternation mean?
He's like confused and a little bit worried.
I understand now what crenellated is. That's your classic. Castle look.
Yeah, it's like up, across, down, across, up, across, down, across in masonry, which you are very familiar with as a dwarf.
Of course.
This is an instance where Doran knows more than Alex does about something.
So I get up there and...
You see this force of orcs. Terrifying. Have you ever seen orcs before?
Only in movies.
I think you have. Doran has.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a scary
thing. Yeah, no, I've never seen that.
So these are gray and green-skinned, hulking creatures with long arms and tusks. Their armor is sewn together haphazardly, pieces of leather and bone and fur, skulls. There is an orc that is larger than the rest of them with some battle tattooing or paint on his face with the largest tusks, and he has a long cape made of wolf fur. He's carrying a great axe and a spear, and he is directing loudly his force of troops. This orc seems to be gravely wounded.
Oh, perfect. Let's do that.
Let's do what?
Are we rolling initiative or can we just attack?
They haven't noticed you yet. Half of the force of orcs is actually in the water trying to ford this stream.
So standing at the south of the group, there is a chieftain, obviously.
That's correct.
You said he looks wounded?
Yeah, he looks wounded. Yeah. Actually, they all look wounded.
Perfect. That's
What kind of wounds?
Arrows.
Oh. Elven arrows?
Oh. Good question. I mean, that's a tough thing to see from the other side of a moat.
We just zoom in.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what?
You would know.
I'm a guild artisan of arrows. That's like the thing I do. I probably would be able to tell by their fletching from like far off, even the color of them. However, I'm not as concerned. I just want to kill the chieftain as soon as possible because I can check the arrows when they're dead.
I'm down with
it's
that.
It's not going to change anything.
Roll for initiative. Jack, what did you get?
6.
Kralov?
14.
Red?
8.
And Doran?
5.
Oh, we all rolled crap. The knight is still with... The guard is still with us, right?
The guards are all in the north tower.
The Nightstone guard. She wouldn't go with them, would she? She's like anti-Zentarum.
She can come with you if you'd like.
My only reasoning was I'd love to delegate the adventure gear searching to her from that Kevin Costner building.
And she can totally do that.
And all I want to tell her is like, go get as many flasks of oil as you can and see if you can find some mannequins. Manacles.
Some mannequins. So
where are you going with this?
Stylize the clothes.
Well, we're going to put up the mannequins. That's decoys. Awesome.
Red's just got a fetish. He likes the
Yeah, mannequins. I like them.
Do like a Home Alone.
Yeah, I just want to say that.
Will retcon so that you told Alara to go do some searching at Lion Shield
yeah.
Foster?
Or you know what? What do you want her to find? Now, I think I want her to find manacles and as many oil flasks as possible. I think those would be, and oil was Jack's idea.
I did shout it at you.
Yeah.
Okay, I found 3 liters of olive oil.
No! Extra virgin!
This is just regular virgin.
Red, were you interested in firing a surprise round?
Yes, please. Very much so.
I think we'd all be like, yeah, hey, let's surprise them.
And but before we do, like, we have a second to just be like, okay, what are we doing?
Take out the chieftains.
All right.
It's very possible that orcs will stop following them if we take them out.
So you have a second to talk about this. And as you do, the orcs who are fording the stream make it up to the end of the wall. And they start to try to climb. What happens next?
Let's do it.
I want to cast Hunter's Mark on the chieftain.
Go for it. That's a bonus action?
Yeah.
Do you want to take an action or
yes,
no?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
23.
That hits.
17 damage.
Nice.
The orc war chief takes the arrow to his shoulder and he lets out a guttural cry. Rah! Looks up at the wall and sees you, Red. Stares deep into your eyes.
And I wink.
Bing!
We're still in surprise round?
Yes.
Because I would like to cast Sacred Flame. Your number's 13.
How about an 18?
That is good.
There's 6 orcs that look to be within 5 feet of each other, sort of towards the north, who are climbing the wall there.
There's one spot where you could hit, and there would be 3 orcs within 5 feet of that square.
All right, so then I'm going to hold my action until they all get onto the wall and start climbing within 5 feet of each other and clump together a little bit, because I would like to center it on one dude with the one around them. So I'm pulling out my spear and getting...
You're going to hold your action until the orcs go?
As soon as they move together to start climbing the wall and they're all bunched at that wall, I'm going to unleash some magical hell at them.
Okay. Doran, did you have a surprise?
Yeah, just firing my crossbow.
At whom?
At the chief, based on the suggestion from earlier. So that's going to be a 17.
You hit.
2, 3 damage.
Oof. Devastating.
It might be enough.
The bandits in the north tower act now at the top of the round. They fire their bows at the closest orcs, the ones that are at the edge where the drawbridge would be connecting with the land if the drawbridge were down. Both of them connect with their targets,
nice.
Peppering them with arrows. There's one orc that is standing back farther away than the rest of them. He's sort of behind the tree that the four of you rested underneath in episode 2.
Yes. Bad guy.
He moves in to the riverbank and then casts a spell.
Oh, we should have geeked the mage.
It's okay, we still got time.
He doodly doos with his hands and he does a doodly do. A translucent spear appears in your midst, and it's going to make a melee spell attack against you.
All of us?
No, just against Red.
Oh,
what?
Red did a lot of damage.
14 to hit?
Nope.
Yes.
The spear swishes through the air right above your head, Red, and this weapon just floats in the middle of you.
Misses me like he missed. So this like spear takes a stab at me. I'm like, fucking what?
Yeah.
Get out of here, spear. You're not welcome.
And it just floats there in between the four of you, slowly spinning
Jack,
in the air.
Get rid of it.
Targeting one of you on the next turn.
Doran is like flabbergasted.
No.
The war chief who you had just struck with an arrow and who nimbly dodged a ray of flame. He's going to make 2 attempts to skewer someone with a spear. Kraloth.
Okay.
Has he got 2 spears?
Yes.
Oh. Or just a spear on a rope.
Reels the spear back. Well, you should be glad that I'm rolling with disadvantage because one of those dice was a natural 20.
Oh my God.
All right.
An 18 to hit.
That is a hit.
Kraloth's going to die again.
8 piercing damage. And he throws his second spear at Jack.
Let's do it.
And that's 22 to hit.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to do it.
11 piercing damage.
Oh my God.
How are you doing?
I have 4 hit points left.
So. Oh, okay. Boy.
All right. Do we still have that health potion?
No, it wasn't a health potion. It was a heroic potion. But I have cure wounds.
You've got cure wounds. I've still got two spells.
Kraloth, it's your turn.
Okay, so seeing that happen, right away, I'm going to reach over and put a hand on Jack, and I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Nice.
And so you are going to heal, my friend. 7 points of damage you get back.
Perfect.
And then I'm going to take full cover. I'm going to duck down.
Okay.
So that they can't see me. And I'm going to say, get down!
So essentially you just like crouch way down.
Yeah, I crouch down.
It's the orcs' turns.
Perfect. I'm going to interrupt them with my ready to action.
Yes, then. You do.
So nice.
Jack catches the spear in the shoulder. It hurts a ton. Kraloth pulls it out and heals him. He's sort of got a moment of prescience to himself. He looks out over the orcs, waits till he sees a big clump of them, pulls out his orb, conjures from it a knife made of ice. It's his own little spear, and throws it out towards them, the biggest clump of them. There'll be one in the center who catches the knife, and then it explodes to catch everyone within 5 feet of him. Person in the middle, is their AC 17?
You hit.
Perfect. So that guy will take 3 piercing damage, mm-hmm. and then the rest around them, as this thing explodes, need to make a dexterity save or take 12 icy damage.
They sweet. All makes fail. Sense.
Beautiful. Oh.
12 damage?
Yes.
The one in the middle dies.
Ooh,
nice.
That's how 15 much? 12 hit points.
Damage?
Yeah.
15. Okay.
Zug, zug. We're being attacked.
Which will keep.
So the orcs essentially spread out along this wooden palisade and try to climb unsuccessfully. Then they are bludgeoned by spears of ice and fragments of explosions of ice.
Spears of ice.
You don't know spears of ice?
That old Il Divo hit.
The other orcs begin swimming across the river toward where the drawbridge is up. Red, it's your
I'm
going
to fire again on the mister that I have Hunter's Mark on.
Warchief.
Bingo, bingo. 9.
No, you miss.
I'm going to...
He's got his eye on you now.
Yeah, I'm going to get into full cover.
And because I'm already only 4 feet, am I like 3/4 covered?
Yeah, probably, right? You're pretty small.
My head is above.
I mean, 6'7" versus 4 feet. Jack, it's your turn.
Yeah, it looks like a whole bunch of them clumped together right below us. So I might throw another.
Yeah, you could definitely.
Can you do fire damage?
I could, yeah.
Didn't the night girl return with the flasks of oil yet?
No.
But we're gonna make this one a little different. I pull out this time not a dagger of ice, but I'm gonna pull out a dagger of purely beautiful radiant light.
Ooh.
And toss it down towards the center there. And this time not only it's not shards of ice that are coming out to pierce them, but it's this lovely heavenly holy choir that you almost have to disbelieve to turn away from. And so it's just voices from heaven calling them to look away and turn towards it. So they'll Amazing. Make intelligence saves instead. So it's a 7 to hit the guy in the center first.
7 to hit?
13 to hit that guy.
You hit.
So that'll be 6 piercing damage and then 5 radiant damage to all the ones who are trying to get out of this heavenly choir.
Yeah, there are 4 surrounding the one that I'm looking at.
Including that centered.
You said it was an intelligence save?
It's intelligence save as this choir calls to them, tells them to turn towards the light.
And what's your save DC?
That's a good question. 13.
2 misses, 3 successes.
Okay, so the successes are fine and the misses take 5 damage.
Doran, what happens?
Looking around me on the top of this tower, are there any rocks to be lifted and thrown? Like, no, for that purpose, you know, like dropping rocks?
Nope. No dropping rocks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a good old dropping rock up there? What kind of place is this? I mean, you know, you go to a place, you assume there'd be a nice old dropping rock up there.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
I know.
On top of a bridge.
I mean, it's called Night Stone.
You'd think they'd have one.
You'd think they'd have a few dropping rocks.
So I procure my crossbow from the ground where it was leaning up against my leg there. And I shoot an arrow down at... is the chief dead yet?
No.
Oh, let's take a crack at him.
Yeah, go for it.
5.
To hit?
Yeah.
No. You missed.
I would have done so much damage.
But can he hit with intimidate if no. he wants to?
Absolutely not. God. Yeah. Both of the bandits in the North Tower fire their arrows down into this crowd of swimming orcs. One of them hits and kills an orc.
Good job, team.
Nice. They're doing great.
It's the orc caster's turn. He's going to use his spiritual weapon to try to hit...
I guess we could have tried to move away from that thing, eh?
Red again?
Could have. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
It fucking misses again.
We're doing good, though, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, keep, put him in. Put the hands in the center.
All right.
I want to hear. I
want to use
feel
your spirit
it.
Hand. Use your real one.
Oh. There you go.
Team's
we got
still
this.
Alive.
Team's still alive.
1, 2, 3.
Team Kraloth not down.
I'm not dead yet.
It's like round two of combat. Yet. It's still standing.
Yeah.
My God.
It's a new record.
He then takes a spear off of his back and throws it at one of the bandits in the tower. And the spear flies wide over their heads and clatters into the courtyard behind you.
Pinkling.
It's the war chief's turn. He tries to hit Jack with another spear. Oof. Misses the first one, pulls another off of his back, and... Blue dice, white numbers, you have been failing me this whole time, and I don't like making a big deal about it because I'm behind the DM screen, but I say right now in front of all of you, if you roll one more fucking D1...
How many ones has it rolled?
You're a pathetic.
This is the second number one that this blue dice white numbers has rolled from this war chief, and I'm fucking sick of it.
You're useless.
So, well, blue dice white numbers, this is the last chance that you have.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I love you, shaming.
We love you so much. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Kraloth, what happens next? You see these two spears zip overhead.
Yep.
The spiritual spear tries to stab down at Red, and he rolls out of the way.
We have a moment where I just glance up and I happen to be looking at Red.
Because we're both on our bellies.
Yeah, we're like both on our bellies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Are you playing Wiggle Worms?
Yes, we're playing Wiggle Worms.
We can't do the regular old 1-2, but I got another 1-2 in store.
I'm in.
All right. And I jump up and I spin towards the war chief. So I'm using my movement to jump up. Mm-hmm. For the war chief that's injured, I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt.
Hmm.
A Guiding Bolt.
Brilliant.
Let's see. It's a 9.
No, you miss.
Well, there goes my last level 1 spell.
Poopadello.
On
Damn.
Miss, nothing happens.
Poor Kraloth, he jumps up. He's like,
guys,
let's do this!
And then it's like...
do any of you speak orcish?
No.
No.
The orcs... who are in the water swim toward the wall and start trying to climb. The orcs who were already trying to climb that are north of the drawbridge frustratedly turn back toward their leaders and shout something at them. Then the leader shouts back and they begin swimming back across the moat. Red, it's your turn.
I'm going to attack the war chieftain again.
Get him. Take him down.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him downtown.
Take him down.
Downtown. Downtown.
Rolling my dice right now.
Nice.
Yeah, that hits. That's a 24 to hit.
Yeah.
That's going to be 14 damage.
Yeah, he's not looking great.
Nice. Good hit. Good hit.
A very palpable hit.
Jack, it's your turn.
Standing up from behind the crenellations for a minute to sort of survey the battlefield, I think he also sees that warlord on the back there and pulls out his orb and holds it out to him. And, you know, that sonorous hum, that big bell tolls from it, and it just tries to call his spirit from
yes.
it.
Yes,
great call.
You can make a wisdom saving throw or take 10 damage, please.
That succeeds. Oh. 17.
Yeah, definitely succeeds.
Doran?
Man!
And then Doran has got a little trick up his sleeve. Not really. Same crossbow shot.
Do you want me to throw you down?
No, I don't think that would be very good.
That'd be a terrible idea.
A 7 to hit?
No.
I'm just like trying to stand up and get that crossbow over the edge.
Mm.
It's not working.
The bandits from the tower again fire down and both miss. And the caster and the war chief retreat. They move back
Pussies.
30 feet and calling to their forces. Kraloth.
Okay, so they've retreated. How many orcs have we killed so far?
2.
Are there any climbing the wall right now?
No, they've all abandoned that effort and most of them are in the water.
In the water, do they have any like saving throw disadvantages? Like dexterity saving throw? Like is it...
I don't think swimming imposes a dexterity disadvantage.
Just kind of realistically thinking about it?
Yeah, realistically it would make sense. Because like how do you dodge when you're swimming?
It's really hard to dodge when you're swimming. Have you tried dodging while swimming?
Yeah, I get shot at constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mainly while swimming.
Dropping rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just dropping rocks.
They're not only dropping rocks, eh? What the fuck?
They've only got these throwing rocks.
I mean, there's nothing...
Oh, we got throwing rocks, of course, but not dropping rocks. What do you think this is, the rock emporium? We got dropping? No, we got throwing.
There's nothing in the official rules about swimming conferring a dexterity disadvantage.
Well, the rules are wrong, okay?
Well, then I'm fine with just letting my flame-like radiance descend upon them anyways.
Okay.
And they have to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Maybe it'll boil the water?
Just a random dude?
Just a random dude. One that's been damaged
already.
I don't think Sacred Flame is fire. I think it's like radiant.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's just a really misleading name.
Preferably one that has one HP left.
That's a natural 20.
Okay. So wow, how do they dodge that? Can you describe that?
He dives into the water. He sees you raising your hand up and he goes, bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. And the water's like black. It's like super muddy, gross water.
Right.
There's no ligates to it.
Yeah, it's all full of shit. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's
boats.
Poop.
Poop
water.
It's all coming in from water deep.
The orcs all use their movement to get up onto the riverbank. It is now Red's turn.
I'm going to kill the chieftain. I'm going to use my advantage.
Inspiration?
My inspiration,
sir. Ooh! Yeah. Inspiration, Starburst.
He just ate the Starburst.
It's really good for audio.
It's really good because my son unwrapped it.
Days ago.
But didn't eat it because he knew it would be wrong.
he just wanted to see what's inside.
17 to hit.
You do.
9 damage.
No.
Oh!
You get him in the leg and you cause him to stumble forward, but he catches himself. Jack.
Is he within 60 feet, or where he's way out there?
He's farther than pushing 60 90. Feet.
So then just one of the injured orcs running away. I'm going to take that orb of mine and try and call his soul into it.
This little orb of mine.
I'm going to make it shine. So he can make me a wisdom saving, or will save wisdom saving.
Throw. 7.
7 will fail, so we can take 6 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Big Tone calls his soul from his body.
Doran.
Question.
Yes?
What does... 80 over 320 mean for a crossbow?
So within 80 feet, you fire normally.
Yeah.
Between 80 feet and 320 feet, you fire with disadvantage.
Okay.
Anything beyond 320 feet, you cannot hit.
Is it ineffective? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I use disadvantage here?
He's pushing 90, as you just said.
He's that old?
So I'm just going to go after the chieftain then. Okay, so 2. Never mind.
Wow.
The bandits fire again at the orcs that are just climbing up on the riverbanks.
Go bandits.
And kill 2 of them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
These bandits are doing us in.
Wow.
Hell, we just
imagine if we
back.
Kept the other 2 alive.
Maybe we should just turn and start attacking the bandits.
We're with the orcs now.
The war chief and the caster move farther away.
They're probably out of range now.
Nope.
Red's shaking his head.
I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, I could get that.
Yeah.
Kraloth.
All right. Well, they're out of my range. Not a whole lot I could do. So I'll just cast Sacred Flame again on one of the
injured
orcs.
Ones?
Yeah, one of the injured ones.
There's one that's very severely injured, there are 3 that are mediumly injured.
I'll go for the severely injured one, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to make a dexterity save.
Versus 13.
That's a 7.
Then they take 4 damage.
Then they die.
Pazuzu!
Kraloth killed something!
Yay!
Hey!
Pazuzu!
It was their time, obviously.
It was their time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the orcs now begin dashing back toward their master.
We've successfully defended Nightstone.
Almost.
Almost.
Red, would you like to take another turn?
Yes, please.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, baby. That's 18 plus 7.
Fuck yeah.
You hit.
That's going to be 9 damage.
You explode his head with your arrow.
Okay. So Red, reels the bow back and, watches this chieftain running off across the field. And he, very calmly just adjusts for distance. He, brings the end of his bow up. He's like, a little more, a little higher. And, everyone's kind of done fighting at this point. All the orcs are retreating. He's like, and there we go. And just boom, It's like quiet for like a minute. This guy's just running across the field. And then, and it just like pins through his skull, through his lower jaw, and right into his foot. And for a second he stops and then falls over dead with his like foot awkwardly staying pinned to the ground where he died. And I'm like, ah, good.
Now what do we do? Do we go talk to Zanek?
What's his name?
Zolkin.
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 You'd be great at like Xanax? Naming medications.
Why don't we? I mean,
the orcs recede into the distance. They enter the woods of the Ardeep forest, and you can't see them anymore. You presume they're still out there somewhere.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
The question really is, what do we want to do with the Zhentari that are
Zhentarim.
And see, here I am mocking you for not knowing the name
Zhentarim.
Our options are, we like kill them. We let them stay here, but we also want to get to the townsfolk. And my thinking is, we finish whatever we have to do in Nightstone and then hightail it on horseback to the caves.
Now that we know that the four of you are fairly competent in ridding dwellings of goblins, we can kind of hand wave that stuff if you'd like.
Yeah.
But as far as dealing with Kella and Zolkin, they are more complicated combatants. So what do you want to do?
Well, let's for sure clear the town of goblins and like the like.
And I think essentially go and face Zella and...
Oh my God.
Kella and Zella. Kella and Zella. Kella. Kella.
What did I say, Zella?
You said Zella.
Zella is like...
Xena and Factor.
Zelda and Tolkien. That's their relationship name.
Off the heat of battle, Red slides down the ladder and goes to the other Zhentarim. He's like, good show, boys. We showed those orcs what for.
Well done.
Yeah, so obviously we've pulled our weight. Maybe we can all even out the score here.
You should talk to Zolkin. He'll decide.
Bingo bango.
That's what I'm suggesting. We talk to Zolkin.
And I think we then go about...
Kella.
I'm thinking as we clear the goblins, we'll talk about what... Because I know Jack is not okay with this.
I mean, there is a moment where Jack almost stopped to go try and like explain to the bandits, the fuck are you doing working for these guys? We can find you a better job somewhere else. But he just stopped himself because he didn't want to get red.
He didn't
want
to get too preachy.
Well, it's just... Zolkin's the guy you're going to pick to work for? I don't get it.
Are you going to try to convince them?
No, but there's a moment where he wanted to.
So here's the question for you then, Jack. While we're ridding the town of goblins and we're chatting
while
about
we're
this,
doing the work.
And you too. We're all four of us together. Are you going to be convincing us that we should all kill Zelik?
No, it's tough. It would be really great if they just got on horses and rode away never to come back. But that being said, I don't know how much time we can spend wasting around. I mean, it's good to clear the town, but there's a whole town full of people trapped by these goblins in the mines somewhere or caves. Like
I think we do a quick sweep. We talk to Zolkin and then we GTFO.
Do we have time for, well, let's say take an hour?
Well, I would say like I am totally fine. I didn't take anything.
Yeah, you got swung at a couple times too. You're lucky.
And I'm thinking, Doran, you need a break as well. Oh no, you're okay. That's right. So
I'm
I guess
fine.
It's just
I took damage.
Kraloth.
Yeah, I mean, I got a spear wound I'm nursing in my
So
shoulder.
Why don't you guys take it easy, and then Doran and I will clear out some of the easier buildings.
Sure. So Jack and Kraloth, you each want to take a short rest.
Yep.
Where do you make yourself safe and restful?
I'm going to stay in the tower.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the tower and
keep watch, maybe?
Yep.
And I think Doran and I will bring the Nightstone Guard with us, because I would love to sort of pick her brain a little bit and just be like, so... You can't be all right with these Zelaran, whatever the name is.
Zoltarim.
God damn. You're throwing me off, Doran.
Zhentarim.
The Centaurs.
Zolkar.
Centaurs.
You know what? You're not all right with them. Obviously, you must hate the fact that you had to surrender to them. What should we do? We know where the townsfolk are.
You do?
Yes.
Where are they?
In a cave. Where, I don't know.
Oh.
But Jack does, and he's just taking a little nap.
How do you know?
We questioned a goblin.
Shit.
What?
Yeah, there's some caves north of town. That's where this sort of fallback plan is.
Right.
If the goblins know about them, then the townsfolk are in trouble.
Well, and we have to go there right away. But I guess what we want to do is figure out a way to walk away from this Zolkin in a way that leaves everybody hunky-dory so that when we return with the townsfolk, they'll let the drawbridge down and let them back in. I mean, I can't say this around Jack, but luckily he's upstairs sleeping.
I kind of think maybe just letting the Zalaran be in the charge of this place for a little while might be worthwhile.
What if I stay here? That way, there's someone on the inside who can lower the drawbridge when you return.
That's a great idea. They don't know that you traded sides.
No, I should go.
If you had my vote, I'd say we kill her.
No, I think she's right. Once we return with this townsfolk, as long as we have her on the inside and let the drawbridge back down, we can overwhelm them quite easily.
So then, let's go to the caves once
they're rested. So, we'll keep wake up. Sweeping the town. And when these two are up, we'll...
I'd like to kind of like pick pockets too, not of anybody living, but anybody...
Some old-fashioned looting.
Yeah, why not? Do you want to go back into the hayloft and loot the body of that goblin?
Yes, because you gave us the option.
Right. That goblin's name was Derp, by the way. The hayloft Derp. Goblin.
Derp. The hayloft goblin.
Derp, the hayloft goblin. Uh-huh. He has a coin pouch that holds one copper piece.
Wait, it's a coin pouch that only holds one copper piece?
Yes.
Or it's just a copper piece and a coin pouch?
Both. It's a very dedicated... small... It's like one of those pouches you have for tokens.
I love it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to fill it with black powder and tie it to the end of
his lucky copper coin.
He's also carrying a wooden box engraved with the symbol of the Lion Shield Coster.
Kevin Costner? I smash it. No, I open it softly.
Packed inside it are 10 silvered darts.
Cool. Ooh. Yeah, let's take that shit. That's dope.
You want to hold on to it?
Yeah, I got good range.
Okay. Silvered.
Poison dart, maybe?
Are they poison?
That would be my guess.
Silvered.
Silver.
Oh, we're so stupid.
Did you want to go back to Lion Shield Coster?
Lion Shield Coster.
It's a chain. They're throughout Faerun. There's a couple in a big city, one in every small town sort of thing.
Lion Shield Coster.
Its sign is a gold lion on a blue shield.
I mean, cool. Come on. How isn't
that a little
him?
On the nose.
Lion Shield Coster. So that trading post, as I told you, they have a lot of adventuring gear there. Did you guys want to salvage anything specific from that?
I mean, she must have by now put the manacles and the flasks of oil aside because she never ended up coming back with them.
She got confused. She went to the store for milk and she was like, wait, what? I didn't bring a shopping
list. She got mannequins, as I asked.
Yeah. There are 4 flasks of oil and 2 sets of manacles.
Yeah, we'll take them.
And I've got the one copper piece.
Aww.
Just so you know.
I think it was silver.
It's copper.
Oh, you're right. Piece. Sorry. I want the pouch.
I put it down.
Up until this point, you haven't actually been inside any of the farm residences yet, but there are quite a few cottages here that you would presume belong to the residents of Nightstone. Did you want to go into the houses as well?
Yeah, we might as well. Just do a sweep.
So I'll tell you a little bit about each of the houses. And you are you just going to try to go into all of them?
Yeah. I mean, this is the looting phase.
As many as you can do in an hour. Well,
yeah.
Kraloth and I have
exactly.
A thoughtful conversation on top of the tower.
They have to rest anyway.
There are residences A through H. I'll let you do 3 of them thoroughly in an hour.
Ooh, which ones do we want to do, Doran?
A through H. Let's say 3 of them.
Oh, yeah. A through H.
Doran, I really like the letter F.
I love the letter F.
Well, let's do that one.
And D.
Well, that's for Doran. You silly goose.
One more.
Let's do, I love D for, you already said that one. G.
G. Sounds good to me.
4D. That's the farm. It's got a fenced-in potato and turnip garden. It's an undamaged cottage. But a rock has fallen onto the garden, and underneath the rock you see the crushed remains of a human farmer.
Aww.
The cottage door hangs open, and as Doran and Red enter, they see that the belongings have all been thoroughly turned.
Oh.
The place is in shambles. Goblins have been here.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for pieces of gold. Can I reach under and check the body?
You can't reach his pockets because he's been crushed by a boulder.
Splished.
But you can tell from the skin of his hand
that he was really rich.
He was a potato and turnip farmer. So yes, extremely wealthy. Golden tubers, these.
F.
There's a pumpkin and squash garden behind this cottage. Many of the gourds have been decimated.
By
have they been squashed?
Yes, they've been hollowed out and smashed.
They're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous.
The cottage door hangs open. It's undamaged, but has been thoroughly ransacked.
We really did not luck out. All right, and we'll go to G.
G.
There's a cottage that has locked shutters over its windows.
This seems good.
The door has row upon row of ornate runes burned into it.
Ooh!
Do you understand? Tell me your languages.
I speak common, elvish, and giant.
Dwarven and common.
No, neither of you can translate this script.
Can I roll to see if I recognize the script?
Sure.
Probably elvish.
What would it be a roll of?
Intelligence roll.
17. Which is really good because I have a minus one in intelligence.
You do not recognize the alphabet of the runes that are inscribed on this door.
I mean, do I get a sense of verboten? Is that the word?
Verboten.
Not one that you'd use in this context.
Am I worried?
I don't know. You tell me.
Can I roll insight on a door?
Sure.
Let's do it. Insight on the door.
It's lying.
20.
It looks decorative, but they are certainly runes.
Dorin, why don't you open that door?
It's covered in runes.
Well, I never took you as a scaredy cat.
Well,
I've known many of them because I am one.
I kick the door in.
Oh. It's locked.
Yeah. I kick hard.
What's behind the spooky door? I don't know. But I do know that if you want to find out, you better throw 5 big stars on that rating or consider supporting us on Patreon. Doing so would be so perfect. Get it? Like a cat.